This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. diplomat Gordon Sondland ended his testimony on Wednesday after emphatically telling an impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump that there was a conditional deal withholding military aid to Ukraine unless it opened investigations to benefit Trump politically. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Gordon Sondland said President Trump and his lawyer Rudy Giuliani explicitly pushed for a quid pro quo, an Oval Office visit for political investigations of Democrats.
Everyone was in the loop. It was no secret.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says Sondland's testimony is deeply significant and troubling. He said he had to be convinced to start the impeachment inquiry.
Not by the whistleblower, but by the actions of the president.
New York Republican Elise Stefanik says Gordon Sondland is not changing her mind.
When it comes to impeachable offenses, they have yet to point to a shred of evidence.
What did the president want from Ukraine?
I want nothing.
He says the Democrats want to drum him from office. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Israel's military says its warplane struck dozens of Iranian and Syrian targets outside Damascus Wednesday in retaliation for a rocket attack on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Israeli airstrikes targeted arms depots belonging to Iran's elite Quds force in two Damascus suburbs. The group says strikes also hit an airbase where air defense units are stationed. From the Syria side, the state news agency says its air defenses destroyed most of the missiles before they reached their targets. The Israeli military says the hits follow a rocket attack on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights on Tuesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani claimed victory Wednesday over the country's enemies that he said are responsible for deadly nationwide anti-government protests against an unpopular gasoline price hike. We get more from Reuters correspondent Emily Spickle.
Iran's president is claiming victory over unrest he's blamed on the country's foreign enemies. Hassan Rouhani was speaking on state TV and also acknowledged there may have been complaints about the country's management. Unrest began on Friday after gasoline prices were raised at least 50% and rationing imposed. They quickly turned political. Thousands of Iranians joined pro-government rallies in several cities on Wednesday. It comes after Amnesty International said more than 100 protesters had been killed in days of demonstrations in 21 cities. Around 1,000 protesters have been arrested.
That's Emily Spickle of Reuters. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said Thursday he is not aware of any plans to withdraw 4,000 U.S. troops from South Korea if talks on cost-sharing fail. Esper said during a trip to Vietnam, when asked about a report in a South Korean newspaper, that he had not heard about it. Asked if there was any threat to withdraw U.S. forces from South Korea if talks failed, the defense secretary said, "We're not threatening allies over this. This is a negotiation." Washington broke off defense cost talks with Seoul this week after demanding that South Korea raise its annual contribution to $5 billion, more than five times what it pays now. Pope Francis has arrived in Thailand to encourage that country's Catholic minority. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff has more.
Pope Francis has arrived in Bangkok to begin a tour of Thailand and Japan. He's on a mission to boost the morale of those countries' tiny minority Catholic communities and speak about issues of concern, including human trafficking and peacemaking. He'll highlight his admiration in Thailand for the community that has endured recent bouts of persecution, as well as their missionary ancestors who brought the faith to this Buddhist nation centuries ago. As Francis begins his Asia tour, he's enduring fresh opposition from Catholic conservatives in the U.S. over his just-concluded meeting on the Amazon, as well as a new financial scandal at the Vatican. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And Lizzo, the self-proclaimed bop star who shares her story of self-love with her fans, scored 8 Grammy nominations on Wednesday. 17-year-old Billie Eilish, the Los Angeles bad guy alt-pop sensation, got 6 nods. The Grammys will be handed out in Los Angeles, January 26th. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.